רב, יש לנו אפשרות או ללכת למאמר השנה.
We can either go to article the peace or to the obligation of Bnei Baruch towards humanity in the last generation. Okay, so we're reading from article the peace by Baal HaSulam. We're reading from the title, clarification of the excerpt from the Mishnah. Everything is in deposit and a fortress spreads over all of life. You may ask questions on kab.tv.
Alright,
so we're continuing to read from the title, clarification of the excerpts from the Mishnah. Now that we have learned all the above, we can understand an unclear excerpt in Masechet Avot. It reads as follows. He, Rabbi Akiva, would say, all is in deposit, and a fortress spreads over all of life. The store is open, and the shopkeeper sells by deferred payment. The book is open, and the hand writes. And anyone who wishes to borrow may come and borrow. And the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. And they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. The excerpt did not remain an abstruse allegory without reason, without even a hint as to its meaning. It tells us that here there is great depth to delve into. Indeed, the knowledge we have thus far acquired clarifies it very well indeed.
באמת מה שכתוב כאן זה
in truth,
לא כל כך מובן
במשנה. It's not so clear what's written here. Rabbi Akiva is nevertheless the foundation of
מסודה
פרוסה of Kabbalah.
והחנות פתוחה והחנוונים.
Everything is given by the deferred payment, and the store is open, and the book is open, and the hand writes, and anyone who wishes to borrow may come and borrow, and the collectors return regularly, day by day, collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly, and they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. What does he try to tell us with all those clues? It's not so clear, but he's trying to reveal to us the attitude of the Creator to us and from us to the Creator. How do we understand this law that he mentioned that includes all of creation in such an allegorical way as he wrote about it here? So let's see the wheel of transformation of form.
Title, the wheel of transformation of the form. First, let me present the view of our sages concerning the unfolding of the generations of the world. Although we see the bodies changing from generation to generation, this is only the case with the bodies. But the souls, which are the essence of the body self, do not vanish to be replaced, but move from body to body, from generation to generation. The same souls that were at the time of the flood came also during the time of Babylon, and in the exile in Egypt, and in the exodus from Egypt, etc., until this generation and until the end of correction. Thus, in our world, there are no new souls the way bodies are renewed, but only a certain amount of souls that incarnate on the wheel of transformation of the form, for each time they clothe a new body and a new generation. Therefore, with regard to the souls, All generations, since the beginning of creation to the end of correction, are as one generation that has extended its life over several thousand years, until it developed and became corrected as it should be. And the fact that in the meantime, each has changed his body several times is completely irrelevant, because the essence of the body self, called the soul, did not suffer at all by these changes.
There's one more thing here that we see. With each generation, additional bodies accumulate here. We see that the population in the world is seemingly growing. So it's all in order to allow for more and more detailed discernment to accumulate and grow in each and every person from generation to generation. If there's only one of me now, in the next generation, there will be several different people in my place, and each one will express one of the qualities that exist in me, but they exist in me in a latent form. So in total, he says that we can see the development of humanity as ultimately one person or one group of people or one generation. It just multiplies itself.
And there is much evidence pointing to that, and a great wisdom called the secret of the incarnation of the souls. And while this is not the place to explain it, because of the great importance of the matter, it is worthwhile to point out to the uneducated that reincarnation occurs in all the objects of tangible reality.
Meaning also in the still, vegetative, inanimate, and the speaking, in everyone. It's the creature that is originally Tens Fiot. It multiplies itself, and each time it makes copies of itself.
And each object, in its own way, lives an eternal life. And although our senses tell us that everything is transient, it is only how we see it.
Yeah, to go, and we grow, and we die, and we wither, and so on.
In fact, there are only incarnations here, and each item is not still and does not rest for a moment, but incarnates on the wheel of transformation of the form, losing nothing of its essence along the way, as physicists have shown.
No, שאלות? לא רואה. הכל ברור.
Questions? I don't see. Everything is clear? It's a wonder.
No, אז נמשיך.
So let's continue. Meaning, I still want to clarify some things. We see in our world
מחזור.
The cycle. Each time we repeat and repeat the same souls, repeat it. Except one has a greater will to receive. This is called evolution. Evolution is not something external that all sorts of wise people identify. Rather, evolution is when the will to receive grows more and more and more from the influence of the upper light. It's not that it's inside nature itself to develop. The upper light influences the will to receive, and that's why the will to receive advances. And what it develops in order to scrutinize itself more, to realize itself more, it needs to divide itself into additional parts. That's why we see in this world the changing of the bodies, the number of bodies that change. But we have to say that ultimately it's the same tensiot. That simply incarnate each time more and more and more.
Moldova.
Let's see what you want to ask about that. Moldova, we haven't had you in a while. How is it, Volodya?
Good morning, dear Rav. I'm very happy to see you. It's what great joy to be with everyone in the morning lesson. I have a question about this topic exactly. Why do we need this physical clothing? Can't we go through these things in the spiritual realm?
Dear friend, our world is called the imaginary world. The imaginary world, meaning unlike all the other worlds, there's a world that is imaginary. We sort of imagine it each time. It appears to us that it exists. That's how it is. Later we would feel the difference between that and the spiritual world. Where in the spiritual world, those are forces, qualities, desires, thoughts, intentions. And our world is matter. Through the matter, we seemingly see sometimes certain qualities, but it's not exactly. It's an imaginary world. It does not exist. Just like we don't exist. We don't exist because we imagine ourselves to be alive and to exist just the way we are. It's all incorrect. Later you will see that what appeared to you appeared like in a movie that you would get. Meaning, as it says, we were as dreamers. Inside this dream, you had this world, this reality. And gradually, we'll scrutinize it, we'll grow used to it, and we'll discover.
Just to continue the question, this world, it's like a movie, like a film. And what we need to do is to get these impressions from this movie, from this film.
No. Incorrect. We need to acquire special instruments or vessels, special discernment. The most important thing is to get a desire to rise above this perception. I want to see the world in its true form. The world, the Creator, as we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, as Kabbalists write to me. I don't understand. I can't see what they're writing, but I want to discover it. That's what we need. We will discover it soon enough. But in truth, the preparation for it, the desire for it, is what you need. Сочи.
В начале отрывка сказано, что лавка открыта, пишет рука.
In the beginning of the excerpt, it says that the store is open and the hand is writing.
И каждый берет. И потом спрашивают.
It seems like there's like this ATM that's handing out goodness to the world, and each one takes.
I don't know, let's learn, let's study what he's writing next and we'll understand why Rabbi Akiva portrayed the world to us in this way. There are many questions in this portion, this Mishnah. Latin 3.
Ha hablado de que las almas están en constante movimiento, que migran de cuerpo en cuerpo. ¿Es esto por algún proceso de corrección?
It says here that the soul is eternal and it goes from body to body. Is this related to the form of correction?
No, we have to correct the soul. When it appears to us that the soul clothed in the body, it's an imaginary thing. We will get rid of that soon. And we'll have contact only with the soul.
Buongiorno. Non so se ho capito bene. che l'anima non subisce modifiche nelle varie reincarnazioni?
I don't know if I understand correctly that the soul doesn't make changes throughout the incarnations.
לכן זה נקרא גלגול הנשמות. על הגוף גשמי אנחנו לא מדברים.
The soul is the same soul, but it develops. That's why it's called the incarnation of souls. We're not talking about the physical body at all.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Кругооборот душ в
Yep, thank you, Rav. Reincarnation in the wisdom of Kabbalah is an interesting topic. And here it says there's a wonderful science called meaning, the essence of the of reincarnation. What does it speak of here, that it's a separate science?
It's a great deep wisdom, part of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which speaks of the incarnation of the souls. What is the reincarnation of the souls? A soul, neshama, is considered a divine part from above. Which we discover. So we'll talk about it more. It's not our business to get into it. I understand it's attractive, but we lack the vessels to get into it. I promise you that we will interpret it and you'll discover it and connect with your souls and bring them to the end of correction. God willing, all will happen. Belarus.
Ну, во-первых, спасибо всему мировому кли за поддержку.
First of all, thank you for, to all the world кли for the support. I have such a question.
Отсчет идет от Адама Ришона, то есть 6700 с лишним лет назад, или откуда? Спасибо.
It says that a person changes his body a few times. What is Adam HaRishon?
It all starts from Adam HaRishon. But don't start counting it according to the years of this world. It doesn't work out. All the discernments of this world are not true discernments. They're imaginary. Then we'll talk about where we can count from. In spirituality, we don't count years like here. For now, it's going to confuse you, but just know. Don't measure spirituality with corporeal discernments or qualities, not according to space, time, or motion.
Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Rav, our friend is asking, okay, if the soul doesn't suffer, why we are reincarnating? Is it a kind of punishment?
אני לא רוצה עכשיו לשמוע שום דבר על נשמה. לפתוח דברים האלה זה צריכים.
I don't want to hear anything about the soul. To open these things, we need lessons, deep lessons for a lengthy study. Brazil.
Hello. How does this knowledge about the reincarnation of the souls help us to achieve dvekut with the Creator?
Al gilgul haneshamot ozer lanu lasik dvekut im habore.
אנחנו צריכים לדעת איך אנחנו משתנים כדי להגיד.
We need to know how do we change in order to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. When we come close to the form of the Creator, to entirely bestow, this is called the reincarnation of the soul.
Good morning to everyone. We have such a question. We did a lot of work preparing for the convention, and now the action itself is ahead of us. What about after the Congress? We need to think about how we can work from the 10 towards the audience, what's this next state that we need to work with?
I think all those things that you're asking, what will be after the Congress in the work with the general public, it will all be revealed by itself and reveal itself from our work to your work, before the Congress and after. You'll see that it works itself out. That's how it rolls. Rehovot.
What is this mechanism of the change of form?
The wheel of the transformation of the form is the light that works in the will to receive, obligates it each time to acquire a more advanced form that's closer to the light. Chadera 1.
Can these spiritual forces work without this illusion of this world?
They work this way as well, but it just seems to us that we are in this outer wrapper called this world.
Yep, thank you, Rav. It seems like logically, the more the souls become more separate, then the desire is supposed to be purer and easier to connect with.
Not necessarily. This is not so simple. The will to receive is greater. We see from each generation, we see the ego grows, becomes more cruel. Just our ability to come close to corrections, it grows accordingly, and we begin to understand as the light excels from darkness.
So then it makes it easier to connect in that case?
Not easier, just clearer that we must connect. It's not easier. With the previous generations, was it easier for them to connect? People live together, one apartment, one bedroom. Today, each one needs his own place and far away from others. And each one needs to have his own car and everything else. What do you mean? The ego is growing. Together with that, we come to a state of the recognition of evil.
So the more separation there is, the better you can understand that connection is required?
Yes.
Так, хотел спросить, а стоит ли бояться эгоистических мыслей?
Ма питом.
Should we be afraid of egoistic thoughts?
No. As much as you get egoistic thoughts, we don't have to be afraid of them. Just to know how, specifically by their help, we advance to bestowal and towards the good. We rise above them. This is what we have to learn. This is our teaching.
We are reading from the headline, and now we come to clarify the excerpt. All is in deposit. It has been compared to someone who lends money to his friend for a business in order to make him a partner in the profit. To make sure that he does not lose his money, he gives it to him as collateral, and thus he is free from any uncertainty. The same applies to the creation of the world and its existence, which the Creator has prepared for humans to engage in and to eventually attain by it the exalted goal of dvekut, adhesion with Him, as it is explained in Matan Torah. Thus, one must wonder who would compel humanity to engage in his work until they finally come to this exalted end. Hold on.
Hang on. I recommend to you read this excerpt you just started. Again.
And now we come to clarify the excerpt, all is in deposit. It has been compared to someone who lends money to his friend for a business in order to make him a partner in the profit. To make sure that he does not lose his money, he gives it to him as collateral, and thus he is free from any uncertainty. The same applies to the creation of the world and its existence, which the Creator has prepared for humans to engage in and to eventually attain by it the exalted goal of dvikut, adhesion, with him, as it is explained in Matan Torah, item 6. Thus, one must wonder, who would compel humanity to engage in his work until they finally come to this exalted end? Rabbi Akiva tells us about this, all is in deposit. This means that everything that the Creator had placed in creation and given to people, he did not give to them recklessly, but secured himself with collateral. And should you wonder what collateral he was given, he responds to this by saying, and a fortress spreads over all of life.
Man, the Creator is not losing. He knows exactly. He created the world to receive. He knows how to influence this world to receive in order to take it through all the actions, all the states, from beginning of creation to the end of creation. There's nothing that is loose unaffected, but everything comes from under his hand. By that, it comes to what he wants, and the will to receive that is under the Creator fully will do everything it needs to do completely without any exceptions.
This means that the Creator has clearly devised a wonderful fortress and spread it over all of humanity so that no one will escape. All the living beings must be caught there in that fortress and necessarily accept his work until they attain their sublime goal. This is the collateral by which the Creator secured himself that no harm would come to the work of creation. Rav, that eventually we will all do what the Creator wants. There is nothing that is out of the ordinary here. And if we're going from here, from there, saying it is, there isn't, it's like a small kid that can jump as much as he wants. But eventually, life, the world, the environment, it will force him, it will obligate him to do what is needed. Yes.
Afterwards, he interprets it in detail and says, the store is open.
Meaning, after the Creator, from the beginning until the end of all of creation, for each and everyone, decided what will happen with each and everyone's fate. Still, the store is open. Meaning, there is freedom for a person to do something during their lives and not to go like a little animal. That the Creator is directing her, controlling her, controlling it in everything. There is something that is still open here, that is not completely decisive for man.
This means that this world seems to us like an open shop without an owner, and anyone who passes through may receive abundantly as much as one wishes, free of any charge.
That's how the world seems to us, that I don't owe anything to anyone. Not that I don't owe to people there, you know, authorities, police, different kinds of limitations, but really, if I am capable of doing whatever is accustomed to do in the world according to the laws of the world, then I do it and I have no problem. And my fate, I don't see that I'm limited. Everyone is like that, meaning there is something that is concealed from me here, that the plan of creation, I don't know it. My life, how my life will unfold, I don't know. But within my life, in the little things, it's as if the story is open. Go on.
However, Rabbi Akiva warns us that the shopkeeper is selling by deferred payment.
Meaning there is an upper force, the plan of creation, which is taking us, and we cannot escape from it. Like a little kid, we leave him in the room, and he thinks that he is now the owner, he's running away from one end to the other. That is all, that's what it seems to him. But we are watching over him, and we know every single moment what he's doing, and what he'll want to do, and what he will do. Yes?
Meaning, in other words, although you cannot see any shopkeeper here, know that there is a shopkeeper, and the reason that he is not demanding payment is because he sells it to you by deferred payment. And should you say, how does he know my debt? To this he replies, the book is open and the hand writes. Meaning, there is a general book in which each act is written without losing even one. And the aim surrounds the law of development that the Creator has imprinted in humanity, which prompts us ever forward. This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose, where each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects from their goal is considered bad. And by this standard alone is the law of development built, where the corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state.
Look how wrong we can be about what is good and what is bad, because we don't understand what is good for attaining the final goal and what prevents attaining the final goal. And that's why we treat matters not according to their form, not according to their relation to the final purpose, but how it is seems to us in our ego, how it's felt. And that's why we are wrong over and over again in the perception of our reality and what we experience. Yes?
So that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation.
Meaning, if the public will be awake enough for different negative phenomena, then he will want to ruin them and come closer to the purpose in an accelerated manner. Meaning, it all depends on recognition of evil. I don't see questions here. Is it clear or is it Is it unclear or is it so clear there's nothing to ask?
Hmm?
Well?
Lo tzikim lishol. Hakol baro.
No need to ask. Everything is clear. Okay.
Kadima.
Go on.
וכן זמן קיומו של מצב החדש נמשך.
And the new state too lasts just as long as the sparks of evil in it ripen and reach such a level that they can no longer be tolerated. At which time it must be destroyed and a more comfortable state is built in its stead.
זה ברור.
And so,
that's clear. Next.
And so the states clear up one by one and degree by degree until they come to such a corrected state that there will be good without any sparks of evil. And you find that all the seeds from which the good states grow are only the corrupted seeds themselves, meaning that all the exposed evils that come from under our hands, under the hands of the wicked in the generation, join and accumulate to a great sum until they weigh so heavily that the public can no longer bear them. Then they rise up and ruin it and create a more desirable state. Thus, you see, each wickedness becomes a condition for driving force, for the driving force by which the good state is developed. And these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The book is open and the hand writes. Since any state that the generation is in is like a book, and all the evildoers are writing, are as writing hands, because each evil is carved and written in the book until they accumulate to an amount that the public can no longer bear. At that time, they ruin that bad state and rearrange into a more desirable state. Thus, each and every act calculated.
That's clear. It's the will to receive itself that needs to teach us how to exit the bad state and come closer to a slightly better place and advance that way. But by that we are not advancing towards the purpose of creation. By that we are mistaken and we're advancing in a completely different path. We're constantly going towards feeling good in our will to receive. But the purpose of creation is to reach the desire to bestow. In that case, every time we come across more and more difficult states and we have no choice, every time and time again we choose to enter a worse state and further away from the goal. But the will to receive, that's how it directs us until it puts us to death. Go on.
Thus, each and every act is calculated and written in the book, meaning in the state. And he says, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow.
Okay, this is already something else. Sochi, question?
Человек бежит по лабиринту, который задан Творцом, и его выбор
turns out that the person runs by a labyrinth that the Creator created and he has to straighten up the path, but in the right, in the correct choice, a person grows in some way.
If a person is in the ten and includes himself in the ten, meaning he annuls his ego towards his nine friends, and he wants to be accepted by them, by being immersed in them, then he's constantly choosing the correct path for these friends, and he starts identifying them as the complete upper nine sefirot filled with light, that he is included in them, and by that he advances. And he completely finds that this is so. That is the correct path.
And the Creator helps by making sure that the shop gives him different ways.
We'll see the general picture. Moldova.
Rav, вот как я вижу, он здесь говорит именно о килим, то есть взаймы мы берем килим.
Well, the way I understand, he speaks about the vessels here. Meaning we take vessels in the ten, we borrow vessels in the ten. If we realize them correctly, then our work is right. If I take it, if we just borrow it, we need to realize them correctly.
Yeah, I need to be included in the environment time and time again and support it with all of my strength. United VG3.
Как я могу включиться в товарищи, если я вот такой колючий?
How can I integrate in the friends?
You're still young. It'll come.
Buona giornata. Le chiedo, il libro è un registro contabile di dare ed avere?
Rav, the question is, the book is a book where is registered to give and to receive, the book that is just talking about?
אנחנו רושמים על קבלה והשפעה, זה הספר שמדובר עליו?
כן, כן. PT 18.
Yes, yes, PT 18.
יש לי בבקשה שתי שאלות קצרות.
I have two questions, please, short. The law of development, we speak only of still vegetative and animate, not the speaking, right?
I don't know. Continue, let's see.
No, that's the question.
The law of development is on everyone.
Everyone. Okay, second question. We can't speak about good and bad before we determine the goal.
Of course.
No, it's new for me. It's the first time I heard it.
How did you choose good or bad, if not with respect to attaining the goal?
No,
it's clear today. Thank you, Rav.
Well, good luck. I'm glad. PT6.
Also about good and bad. Baal Salam here defines good as that which takes you towards the goal, and bad is that which deviates you from the goal. Then he describes all those states where one is suffering, one is not suffering. How do we read the text correctly and understand it?
However you read, you read.
No, because it's hard to understand when he writes bad. What does he refer to?
Either he means bad, that bad is according to the sensation of man, or he means bad, that it actually isn't working together with the purpose of, with the plan of creation.
Okay, so if we take the definition of good, good is one who advances according to the plan of creation. The Creator knows all the steps that will happen ahead of a person. So where is the bad in the world? What is bad?
There is no bad. It's all for good. If you use all these things in order to advance to the purpose of creation, then the whole world for you is good. This world becomes a paradise. It becomes the end of correction. PT 19.
He says that he who wants can come and borrow. Are there any conditions for receiving this borrow, and who wants it? What is it?
This loan is given to you as your life. If you know how to use it correctly, then in this you can then use it correctly, and that's how you pay it back. You repay it, and if you don't use it correctly, then it's considered debt.
את ההלוואה.
And what are the conditions for taking the loan?
The conditions are for repaying the loan. And to tell you more, to repay it multiplied by 620 times more. Yeah, and don't say exactly that. That's exactly the...
What is a loan? A loan for what?
A loan is that you get life.
Life?
Yes, an opportunity to live, to reach the goal. Hadera 1.
So the goal is to feel the other and be in connection with him?
Yes. PT 10.
יוצא שבכל שלב בבירור בן אדם מגיע לנקודה שמי שמפריע לו לבצע משהו זה בורא עצמו.
So it turns out that at every point the one who prevents him from doing it is the creator.
Of course, the creator puts an obstacle and you can't cross it. But what? He writes about it in general. I created the evil inclination. That's it. He has nothing to hide. Yes.
And when a person discovers that, then
turn to the Creator and ask so that that same evil inclination will invert to a good inclination.
So what am I asking, that he will allow me to do something that difficult?
You're asking for a connection with the Creator. But other than that, you don't need anything. Through the connection with the Creator, you turn the evil inclination to the good inclination, and by that you advance. Advance to what? To greater connection with the Creator. Meaning the Creator is giving you, instead of that, an even greater evil inclination.
That evil inclination, which assumes different forms, it's not to do with our decision. It's not simple. It's not relevant what he brings to us.
Very true. Very true.
Focus group.
Rav, questions from the internet? Students from Israel, it seems like the new state that comes to us through the coronavirus is not exactly according to the laws that Baal Salam describes, meaning not according to revelation or recognition of evil. Why is it happening in this way? Is there no need for additional development from the recognition of evil?
That's incorrect. We are advancing to recognition of evil through coronavirus. Only according to our development, slowly, slowly. In the meanwhile, we think it's temporary. It will soon pass. We'll also soon have a vaccine. And we'll advance and everything will be okay. And I don't care about a thing. I'll have one, take one shot and I'll be freed of all of this. As if the Creator is giving these disturbances and I am pushing them out of the way. Our attitude to life is changing, we're changing. The things that we thought were sacred and great, humanity is changing, people are changing. So don't think that we're doing this only to get rid of disturbances. Disturbances come for so we will change. And we'll say this soon.
More questions from the rest of the lesson. Should I ask them?
Okay. I want to say just one thing. Pay attention. Look at how the world is changing. It's changing greatly in its nature, in its attitude, in its understanding, in its perception, it doesn't want these things that he would go crazy by according to his desire previously. The Creator is governing us through our desire. So before we had a desire for all these kinds of nonsense and we were then running around from corner to corner, from place to place, like little kids. Now everything escapes, comes a new period of time. In this era, we haven't even entered this new period. We want to go back to what we had. We're still crying like a little kid whose toy has been taken away. Where is my toy? Where are my flights around the world? Where are my restaurants, my boutiques? Where's football? Where is it? It's not, it's gone. And that is why we need to get used to the new world. It won't be like it was. And that's how they begin to think differently.
So to get used to it is not according to my desire.
It's not according to your desire, of course. You're an egoist. You want what you had. There's like this force of inertia. It's like a habit. Even though maybe it wasn't good, but you got used to it. Yeah? Now we need to get used to something else.
Okay.
No. You wanted to ask something else?
Is the connection to the ten and to all the created beings happening in one point?
In the center, in that single point. In the center of this general circle where the Creator is and expects us to come to that, in that place focused on that single point, which is only adhesion to Him.
From excerpt number two, each one should assemble himself with the, among the people of Israel when it comes to the Creator for work and include himself in the root of all of Israel. What is the root of all of Israel?
The root of all of Israel is the point from which the Creator created all of creation. It's His desire to bestow upon the created beings and our desire to receive, and that needs to become in order to bestow. That same point, it's the center of this single circle called Malchut of Ensof.
We read in one more place that we have to include himself with all the people, all the created beings. What does it mean to include himself with all the created beings?
That I am willing to receive in my heart each and every one his desires to help him correct, to be together in these corrections and to be together in revelation of the Creator.
It says there are no new souls in our world, like the bodies are renewed. Rather, it's just a single sum of souls that come and reincarnate with a wheel of transformation, and they clothe each time in a new body, in a new generation. We learn that guf, body, in Wisdom of Kabbalah means the will to receive. So what is a nefesh?
Guf is called the will to receive, and nefesh is that minimal light in that same guf that exists in order to revive it.
The remaining questions are on the incarnation of the souls and when we can learn it.
Let's first reach this state, which is called a soul, and then we'll talk about the reincarnations of the souls. It's in plan. Okay, where are we? We need to finish soon.
We continue from he who wishes to borrow may come and borrow.
Okay, we won't go onwards. We'll stop here because it's already a matter that's related to correction. We had some more questions. Tel Aviv 10.
About the loan that I receive. Is this the sum total of states that I understand as the time I have in this world?
Yes.
And I, from each and every state, I can reach greater correction.
You need to return the correct action on every single state. PT 25.
beginning of the lesson, we learned that we have to be with all the people in our generation, and Baal Sulam also speaks about the souls that come from generation to generation. What is a generation?
An incarnation.
So how do I identify the generation? What does it mean to identify the generation?
You are also going through a few generations in your life. Incarnations, changes. But every moment there is a small incarnation, but it's the new perception of reality, fundamentally new. That you identify this by beginning to see a more integral reality. That you're willing to accept all of the world that is building, that the whole world is building your desire. That all the world is accepted in you as that same place where you discover your attitude to Him and to the Creator. Most important is integralness, raising awareness to this perception of reality, of greater integralness means to reincarnate.
And it's attained from the work of trying to come close to the friends?
Yes, with the friends, with the whole world, that's how it is, yes. We have, who else? Not everyone has been already. Mac VG2 didn't ask today, right?
Morning. If we take an example, a child who plays with games and he develops, and gradually he lets go of the games because he's tired of those. He grew beyond it. So humanity is taking this game now without asking, without going through it, without being fulfilled by these games. Won't humanity want to go back to it?
No, it will connect to us and it will start to feel together with us only on a different level. But it starts feeling together with us already a new level of fulfillment. Okay, and we didn't have PT3 yet.
Well, we have 2 days to the Congress. There's a great anticipation, excitement, great preparation. What should we focus on today in the preparation in order to arrive even more prepared to the Congress?
And look, I think that all in all, we have done part of the way of the path correctly, and thank God we should be grateful to Him, to the Upper Force, for the plan that He's doing for us, that we truly have. We shouldn't be prideful, but we should be grateful. Grateful for truly reaching a new perception, a new feeling, a new understanding, a new connection that's taking place in the connection between us, and so on. I think that we're ready for the convention. We only need to think, not that how much we will, how many excerpts we'll read there, but to the extent that we will be included together. This is a convention. This is a gathering. That's the important part. I feel that we do understand how important this is to do this action of connection between us, and hopefully we will do it successfully. And after that, we will continue to the next stage from us as much as we'll connect to the entire world. That is all.
So today, what should we focus on?
Connection, only connection between us. Even though we talk a lot about the world and all these things, only the connection between us, that is what we need. That is the main thing. Only the connection. Well, and we'll pass on the mic to Shay.
Following what we just heard, we want to send the broadcast to the group of Africa that will update us on a special gathering they prepared in preparation for the Congress. So, Africa.
Hello, Lo Shomim. Good day. World Clean Africa presents to you at six o'clock now in the next 15 minutes. We'd love to present to you this connection on our wood. So please join us. It's at 6 o'clock. The ID Zoom room will be posted on all the WhatsApp groups. There is translation in Russian, Spanish, and Hebrew. And yes, let's join us. Africa did the previous Congress. We had the World Congress. And now we're having the virtual Congress. So over to you, Bright.
Yeah, thank you, friends. We have a lot to give to the friends in preparation for this coming Congress. So please make it a point to attend and bring all your forces. Tell all other friends as well to come, because there's a special energy going to be spread here. And you don't want to miss out, because we need this for the up and coming Congress. So thank you, friends, and L'chaim.
Thank you, Africa. And quickly over the schedule, because we have 2 days to the Congress, we'll remind you of the Congress schedule. We're starting 3:30 Israel time on Saturday. 3:30 Israel morning time is the lesson preparation. Then the lesson 4 to 6, then a break. Lesson preparation again at 6:30, the second lesson from 6:45 to 8:30, and the meal will be 8:30 to 9. Because of the short breaks between the items, you should prepare something in advance that you can then heat up quickly and be with the friends throughout the meal. After that, we'll have a break from 9 to 2 p.m. 2 p.m., we have the gathering of friends in preparation for lesson number 3, which will be from 2:30 to 4:30. Then a 30-minute break and the fourth lesson at 5 to 6:30, and we continue from there to a meal and a unity evening. This is our schedule. Tomorrow will be a bit more detailed on each item. And the schedule for today, we'll have live broadcast this morning with Norma Livne at 10 to 11:30. The writers' meeting with Dr. Lightman at 11:30. Gilad Shadman will continue until 12, and 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time, a recorded evening lesson as part of the lesson preparation, as a Congress preparation, I'm sorry. We started yesterday recorded Zohar lessons. And a song.
Me'ahava noladnu kulam El ha'ahava nachzor Hadma'ot meluchot kmo hayam Hanitzot shebanu kmo or אלפי דרכים בעולם רק אחת תוביל אל הדרור
בין השמחות והדמעות איך נדע מה לבחור
איך נדע
החיים הם נד נדע
מהאמת רואים מפור מגבוה רואים נמור
איך נדע
החיים הם נעד נדע
מהאמת רואים הפוך
מגבוה רואים נמוך כשאהבה רחוקה מהלב הגגוע גובר
מורח ילדות שנצרח
עוד מהבית הישן בחצר
בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצות של אהבה כמו כינור ומיתרה כמה יפה